From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Afghan hotel under attack. We'll get to that story in a minute. First, Turkish warplanes have launched airstrikes against a U.S.-backed Kurdish militia in the Syrian enclave of Afrin. Turkey says the offensive, which was expected, struck more than 100 targets, including the city of Afrin itself. The city has several hundred thousand residents. That's the sound of guns from pro-Ankara Syrian rebel fighters holding positions Saturday in the Tal Malid area north of Aleppo. The airstrikes were aimed at positions occupied by the YPG Kurdish militia. Ankara accuses the militia of ties to the Kurdish insurgency inside Turkey. And back to the story we mentioned before in Afghanistan, the Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul was under attack earlier this evening at 9 o'clock Afghanistan time. Several people are said to be dead, but there are conflicting reports after four gunmen stormed the hotel. We have more information on VOAnews.com. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence arrived in Amman, Jordan on Saturday, where he is expected to hold talks with Jordan's King Abdullah. Earlier in the day, the vice president was in Egypt.
We stand shoulder to shoulder with you in Egypt in the fight against terrorism.
The vice president met with President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to discuss terrorism and security issues. Pence's visit to Egypt was the first stop on a four-day Middle Eastern tour. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers are blaming each other for the political deadlock that led to a partial shutdown of the U.S. government. Saturday, there are few signs of agreement on a spending bill tangled in a fight over immigration. Republican leader Mitch McConnell said Saturday night he had scheduled a vote for 1 a.m. Monday on a new spending bill that would keep the government open until February 8th. Spending authority expired at midnight Washington time Friday, triggering a halt of non-essential functions. Olympic and government officials from North Korea and South Korea have met at the International Olympic Committee headquarters to confirm how they will unite for the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Olympic Games next month. Reuters' Saskia O'Donohue has more.
Easing tensions in Korea. The International Olympic Committee announced on Saturday that North Korea will send 22 athletes to the Winter Olympics in the neighboring South next month. They'll be competing in three sports and five disciplines, and the decision is viewed as a sign of moving forward over disagreements regarding the North's nuclear and missile program. The North and South have already agreed to march under a single flag at the opening ceremony in Pyeongchang.
That was Reuters' Saskia O'Donohue reporting. Olympics organizers have welcomed the agreement between the two Koreas to unite athletes. Beijing has accused the United States of violating China's sovereignty after a U.S. missile destroyer sailed near a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. The USS Hopper sailed within 12 nautical miles of an island, also known as the Scarborough Shoal, on January 17th. The UN Children's Fund warns that millions of Iraqi children affected by conflict and poverty face a grim future and are in desperate need of international support. Here's more from Lisa Schlein for VOA.
The UN Children's Fund says that in Iraq, more than 4 million children, about one quarter of all Iraqi children, live in poverty. Most of these children, it says, are scarred by years of conflict and deprivation. The government has made great strides in bringing the fighting to an end in several areas of the country. But UNICEF notes children continue to suffer from ongoing violence, lack of education, and basic care.
The United States has condemned Sudan's arbitrary detention of journalists after reporters from the French news agency AFP and Reuters were arrested covering a street protest Friday. The U.S. State Department said it was aware of the detentions and was closely following the reports. More on this story on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.